Good morning. 6:10 a.m. Saturday, August 8th. 5 more days till the official weigh-in. I'm down almost 7 pounds from when I started a little more than 6 weeks ago. So I'm right on track at a pound a week. I'm looking forward to having that number go down considerably. It's the last time I visited the doctor. So, fingers crossed. It is Saturday. Yesterday was a 1 mile and 18 minutes, 5 seconds. Okay. Yesterday was an audio work day, as I think I indicated before. And I managed, finally, took freaking near all morning. I managed to get the first episode of Zyphiria's Call put together. I threw it up on Lammas Wood, lammaswood.com, to see if there's a little feedback coming from people who aren't following this podcast, but who are following my work. It's chilly this morning. My nose is running, so I'm probably going to sniff a lot. I'm also trying to keep the pace up. So 18 minutes, I have to finish this walk in 18 more. Which means not slowing down the way I normally do, apparently, on the second mile. You can hear this microphone ping, ping, pinging. Never good. Let's see what else. Today is another audio day. I've got 4 chapters recorded. I need to get in and do some more audio recording this morning. It's Saturday. People should be quiet this morning. There's no sprinklers running. And at least until mid-morning when the lawnmowers in the neighborhood start up. Should have relative quiet. So there's that. Speaking of lawnmower starting up, mine is one that should start. I don't know if it will or not. It is an ugly looking day. It is overcast. We don't get that many totally overcast days, but it is certainly overcast now. I see a little break in the clouds way off in the distance, but mostly overcast. Trying to think about what I'm thinking about here this morning, and mostly I'm drawing a blank. I haven't got my calendar updated. That's one of my projects for today as well. I've got to get that calendar updated. I've got to get the one in the kitchen done. It's one of those erasable boards, so I have to redo it every month. And this is also a very busy month because it's the start of school. So there's a couple of days of registration. Elder daughter has marching band camp. I don't know if younger daughter is going to try to do marching band or not. Elder is certainly going to try to convince her that she should. Whether she's going to be successful or not, I don't know. So there's a lot of timing, and unfortunately a lot of it impinges on my 9 a.m. work time. It's okay, we'll get through August, we'll cruise into September, and we'll see how that works out. Ooh, hello, little bunny. Rabbit trying to hide on the concrete of the road. He sort of blends into the tar, but that's not a good place for a rabbit to be sitting very still. good way to become roadkill. It's also farmer's market day. I haven't been to the farmer's market. I feel like I should, just because. Made bread yesterday. That came out well. Came out good. Came out well too, but came out good. Quite tasty. I'm looking forward to having it for breakfast this morning. I left the coffee pot dribbling away. So I'm ready for my coffee, I'm ready for my toast. I'm ready to get this day underway. Actually, I've been up for a little more than an hour. Actually, an hour and a half at this point. Had a good night's sleep. Went to bed at, it was around 9:30. This idea of writing, though, boy, I really miss that 3 hours of writing. Being in production mode, really, it isn't really that much fun. I have to do it, but... Oh, and I did get paid. I got Ryden. I heard from Ryden. Well, with any luck, we'll make the September 1st deadline. So we got 4 weeks to get it together. In theory, that'll happen. The neighborhood is alive with mourning doves hooting. I hear half a dozen of them all at once. Quite cool, but I'm apparently working pretty hard because I'm feeling kind of sweaty. I think is probably a good sign. I don't know if I'm going to make my 18 minutes second mile or not. I'm looking for a elapsed time of 36 minutes. And while it sounds like I've been watching the Olympics, I haven't really. I've caught a bit here, a bit there. My wife is watching him while she plays Bejeweled or something. She's got some sort of game that she's playing on her iPad. She bought an iPad in last winter. The local campus bookstore was having a sale on them, and offered that faculty and staff could buy them on a kind of layaway plan and have payroll deduction pay for them. So she wanted an iPad. She wanted to see what the tablets were like, and so she went down and got one. And it took the better part of 2.5 weeks for them to straighten out the paperwork to get her iPad to her. And it only cost her $100 more than we could have gotten at Best Buy down the street and paid for it directly. She thought it was going to be this great deal, and then she started pricing them out and realized that no, that's actually the same price. It's actually a little more by the time they added in all the service fees necessary for her to charge it. It was a bit of a wake-up call for her, I think. A bit of an eye-opener. And then for quite a while she didn't do really much anything with it at all, because we're not a Macintosh family. We're not an Apple place. Pretty much everything we have is PC-based. It's all Intel-based. Intel and AMD-based. So it's all PC and Linux, which means for her, being on PCs, the iPad was not the most terribly intuitive interface for her to work with. Sort of like me trying to come to grips with the interface on my Android phone. It's an interesting challenge for people who haven't actually been in there. And I've actually played with Android a bit, because I have a rooted Nook that has an older Android version on it. Honeycomb, I think. Oh, yawn. The long trek toward east. A long trek eastward or something. Lots of little sparrows. Should start seeing birds migrating in flocks here pretty soon. Beginning of August. We're right on the flyway here, just on this side of the mountains, so we see a lot of birds. Which also means it's not too long before we're inundated with goose poop again. The Canada geese are really quite something. Huge birds. Fascinating to watch them down in the park. I know, back in Maine, when I saw a few Canadian geese, it was like, whoa, Canada goose. Here, it's like, oh, watch out, it's a Canada goose. Beige houses here. I don't know that I ever noticed it before. Beige with white trim. Beige with beige trim. It's a gray house with white trim. Some of the beiges have a tinted, perhaps green to them. We painted our house pink. I didn't realize it was going to be pink when I picked the color out. It just looked like a little bit warmer white. But then we got it on the side of the house and it was pink. And I used a kind of a berry color. I can't remember what kind of berry it was, but a berry color trim. So it was pink house with a sort of a red trim. It was not the most auspicious choice. To do something different next time. White house with a beige trim, maybe. I don't know. Gotta get some woodpecker damage repaired. The flickers decided that they liked whatever it was that was living in my siding. Picked a couple of holes in the side of the chimney. This kind of overcast. There's no bright sun anywhere. It's all very diffuse light. It makes it look much brighter overall. Of course, there's no shadows. There's no definition to anything. It's just sort of got this light color, this subdued lighting. Sun is apparently up behind the clouds over there. I would have expected that at this time of day. I can see little rays of light. There's some cracks in the clouds off to the east. You can see the rays of light shining down through them. So sun must be high enough up in the sky for that. Everything still looks pretty green. Even the grass. The stalks are green, but the some of them are anyway, but the seed heads are all heavy and golden, hanging down. If I remember correctly, that's a sign that they're ripe. Something about John Barleycorn and how he stands upright when he's young and growing, and when he becomes old, he becomes bowed. And then he bows, and then he dies. John Barleycorn is dead. I'm almost back. I'm waiting for Endomondo to tell me I've made my 2 miles. It should be coming up any minute now. I don't know that I've made 36 minutes or not. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't. It's just one of those, wonder if I can do it things. Not that I'm competitive at all, you understand. Competing even with myself. But hey, you know, what are you gonna do? Do have to get some new fence posts. My wife came out and saw how back and forth the fence out here is, and she was like, oh my god, we gotta get some fence posts before the wind comes and blows it down. She's probably right. Oh well. I did it. 18 minutes, 9 seconds. I actually picked up the pace a couple of seconds in the second lap. Excellent. So I'm at the back gate. I did do my 18 minute miles. Yay. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.